To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
He's a great guest for us. He's the former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty. Like all of our guests, he is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. The two of us in our conversations, and then just frequently, repeatedly on this show for all the rightful reasons. We have talked the fraud in this state, which is insulting, which is excessive, which seemingly is unending. And it's not a surprise, Tim, that more national outlets are going to look at it. New York Times jumped in over the weekend. I think if you're paying attention locally, there wasn't a lot of breaking news, but I thought there were some quotes that were telling. An individual by the name of Kaish Magan, who is a Somali American, and I'm reading right from the Times story, who formerly worked as a fraud investigator in the Attorney General's office, said elected officials in the state, particularly those who were part of the state's Democratic-led administration, were reluctant to take more assertive action in response to allegations in the Somali community. The quote is, "There is a perception that forcefully tackling this issue might cause political backlash amongst the Somali community, which is a core voting bloc for Democrats." We've discussed this before. What is your reaction to that quote and either that belief that that factually happened or the perception that it happened?
Well, good to be with you as always and your WCCO listeners, Chad. On this issue, you know, the Watergate standard applies, which is who knew what when. Remember in the Watergate hearings, of course, they were asked, the president's team was asked, what did the president know and when did he know it? And here you have a series of early warning signs from the legislative auditor, as well as now increasing numbers of Department of Human Services employees saying, yep, we raised red flags and the administration did not timely or forcefully or constructively respond to that. So to your point, your question, why? Why would they not address that more aggressively and more forcefully and quicker and in an earlier point in time? And one of the theories is because they were afraid of being called racist or, you know, picking on the Somali community, which is a ridiculous concern. You focus on people's behavior, not their color of their skin or their religious beliefs or the like. You just focus on their behavior. And here there were ample and early warning signs that this thing was a problem. It was massive and it was not addressed properly or timely.
I agree with all those points. You have to look at each individual. And if they're committing fraud or if you have a system that it makes it further available, you have to tighten it up. The problem I have, and this is from consuming a lot of texts over the last couple of years since this story has been covered, and again, for all the valid reasons, that sadly from a perception of our audience now, they are now starting to broad brush the 80,000 Somalis who live in the area and including them with the folks who've been found guilty or indicted in Feeding Our Future or the autism story. So I'm not trying to back away in any manner on those who have been found guilty or those who are being investigated, but then leaping to anybody who's from the same country and saying, you must be part of it. Now, that's repugnant.
Well, I think two things can be true. One is we don't stigmatize people based on what ethnic group or background they have. But at the same time, we don't excuse behaviors regardless of what ethnic background or religious background or other category they might be in. And so both of those things can be true. And it is true here that something like 71 out of the 75 people charged are Somalis.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a criminal network component to this. I don't want to call it a mafia, but there is a criminal network component to this. This is almost entirely Somali-based. So is there a concern about that broadly? Absolutely, and it should be investigated. But we shouldn't hold everybody else in that community guilty by association unless there's reason to.
Okay, that's a perfect way to lead in to Governor Walz yesterday, because he made himself available on Meet the Press, covered a number of topics, including Kristen Welker, asking him this question about fraud and his responsibility.
Do you take responsibility for failing to stop this fraud in your state?
Well, certainly I take responsibility for putting people in jail. Governors don't get to just talk theoretically. We have to solve problems. And I will note, it's not just Somalis. Minnesota is a generous state. Minnesota is a prosperous state, a well-run state. We're AAA bond rated, but that attracts criminals. Those people are going to jail. We're doing everything we can. But to demonize an entire community on the actions of a few, it's lazy. And as you heard Senator Kelly say, this president has cut a lot of inspector generals. He's cut programs that
okay,
can help
let's
us
just
take
jump in there, because he gets into Trump stuff, which we might get to before the conversation. For the independents and the centrists, okay, who look at Tim Walz and might feel like in 18, yep, I picked him. In 22, I picked him. But they're uncertain whether she'd run for a third term or not, and they're bothered by this amount of fraud. Is that answer good enough for those folks?
Absolutely not, Chad. And I think, you know, that if you just kind of deconstruct that answer, he refuses to take responsibility. He takes responsibility for putting people in jail, you know, after the fact. And by the way, it was the U.S. attorney, a federal entity, not Governor Walz doing it. And so, I mean, from a take responsibility and accountability standpoint, that was really a pathetic answer. And then he tries to switch to blaming Trump for things, which I think will be a strategy if he continues to run, which is, you know, he's going to know that he's going to take on a bunch of water on these fraud issues and other things. And so he's going to try to make a referendum on Trump. But I think Minnesotans, regardless of party, would appreciate a leader who would say, you know what, this was really badly handled on my watch. I'm ultimately responsible and I take accountability for it. I'm accountable. I'm the leader. This happened massively and under my leadership. And, you know, I'm going to be responsible for it. I'll get it cleaned up, but I have to take the blame for it because it's on my team, my watch, my leadership.
Okay, so let's put you in that same position. And you were in that same position at times where individuals believe that your administration should have been better and fill in the blank. And the default is going to be, as a governor, to defend what you have done. How do you balance now? Because you live this, honestly accepting some level of responsibility, but still trying to portray your administration in a way that you genuinely believe, and also knowing you're running for re-election the following year.
Right. Well, you know, in my case, you got to fire some people because, you know, here, I think almost no one got fired. I think maybe one person was asked to leave or submitted a resignation. But, you know, the people who were even more responsible for overseeing these programs weren't held accountable. So I'd start with, you know, what personnel leadership decisions were poor and how did those people fail in their jobs and how do you hold them accountable? Then number two, I think you have to say, you know, there may be some defense here in terms of why we did it the way we did it. But at the end, it failed. And there really is no defending this, Chad. There's enough information out to make it very clear what happened, that the system failed, that the leadership failed, the department failed on politics and policy and management. And you can't just, you know, mealy-mouth your way through it. I think Minnesotans expect responsibility, accountability, and in this case, I would say an apology. I mean, you got to, voters can hold them accountable, but I think they would respond better to an admission that they failed and an apology and taking responsibility for it rather than trying to, you know, BS your way through it with a mealy-mouthed answer.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you see any scenario where any of the powerful Democrats would come to him at some point and say, this issue is so big, it's going to put you in a much more vulnerable position? As you say many times, this is a blue state that we think a Steve Simon or somebody else has a much better chance. It allows us to have a better chance in the open Senate seat. Where anyone would go to him, because the drip, drip, drip on this story is not going to stop over the next year.
Yeah, this issue is of sufficient magnitude and exposure where I think it has that potential. Chad, I think, you know, Republicans winning statewide depends on a number of things in a blue state like Minnesota. We have to have good candidates. We have to have an issue set and macro political environment that's at least neutral to favorable. And then ideally something gone wrong so that you can say we could do a better job. All three of those ingredients are now present for Republicans. So this is a doable race. It's still uphill, but it's doable from a Republican standpoint. And I think relative to Governor Walz's go forward decision making, you know, it's ironically, he was very connected to the Biden situation. Now, this is different than Biden being cognitively impaired. But if the incumbent is so impaired that, you know, he or she may be vulnerable, the party is going to at least whisper that maybe it's time to move on, especially if you're looking for a third term, which is a stretch to begin with in the minds of independent voters and some other voters as well. So I think he's going to hear those voices, but I think a lot of it's going to depend on his polling and whether he thinks he can flip the script from a referendum on fraud and his leadership to a referendum on Trump.
Couple more points for the former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty, kind enough to join us. Chris Maddle, someone who's been on this show a number of times, a very effective attorney in town, has jumped into the race on the Republican side. He joins a long list with Lisa Damith, and Kristen Robbins, and Kendall Qualls, among others. He is clearly someone who is a very successful attorney, very successful communicator, not a shrinking violet, but he also is someone who at times in his life has donated to Democrats, and he said, I don't care about that, bring it on, but some of the purity test is going at him already about that. Where do you think Maddle fits in the mix, and do you accept what a lot of people believe, including myself right now, that at least at this point, with, you know, 11 months to go, that the Speaker of the House is the favorite to win the nomination?
As to Chris Maddow, I haven't met him and I don't know him, but I do know him by reputation, and it's positive. Because all the things you just said, Chad, so that kind of translates potentially into a strong candidate. But for people who haven't run before, you don't know until they get out there. It's like Max Brosmer. People,
yes.
He's going to do really well.
The promise sometimes is better than the reality.
So in practice is one thing, but when you actually get out there and do this, we'll see. But I think he has the potential to be a very competitive and effective candidate for the reasons you mentioned. As to the other candidate, I do think the Speaker of the House, Lisa DeMuth, and Kristen Robbins represent also probably the next equally strong or stronger candidates. And so it's going to be a battle, and there's other candidates in the race as well. But I would say it's too early to tell what kind of candidate Maddow's going to be relative to these others.
Last thing is you. You made news with us months and months ago where you pointed out that top officials within the National Republican Party and State Republican Party were really hopeful of you jumping in to the open Senate seat. And you talked about what happened in 18 and talked about it just that you would be interested, but you don't think you can win with the direction of the party in the state. I've been told that people still want you to run. Have you given it any further consideration, and is there any scenario where you would jump into that race?
Well, you always ask me these tough questions, Chad, but I'm going to be just very candid with you. Nothing's changed on that front, so I have no new news for you, no updates for you, no new insights to reveal. I'm sorry, it's bad radio, but nothing new on this front today.
And there's no scenario where you jump in?
I don't think so. I don't think the dynamics.
That's not a no.
The dynamics haven't changed since we last spoke. And again, yeah. I would, as I've said before, I would seriously consider it if I thought I could get the Republican nomination or endorsement, but I can't. I don't believe that. And so it's a non-starter in that regard.
Always a what was your favorite meal for Thanksgiving?
You know, I'm in San Francisco, and we went out for a Thanksgiving meal. But it was good. But man. The traditional meal is the best, Chad, but this city is an unbelievable place with all the social dysfunction and all the AI epicenter all in one place. But a weird place to celebrate Thanksgiving, but we enjoyed it nonetheless. I hope you did too.
Yeah, I did. Thanks for reaching out. I appreciate it. Travel safe, and we'll talk soon.
All right, pal. See ya.
The governor, former governor of the state, Tim Pawlenty, outstanding as always here on CCO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.